You know, here's a tip. When you retire, stay retired. I promise you, you'll never see me unretire. When I'm gone, I'm gone. Have at it. I don't care who sits here next. Let's get to the point. David, I know you have ticket techs, but we need to start this 3 o'clock hour, and we need to do this right. The NFL kicks off tonight. It's Chiefs-Ravens premium matchup. You heard what I said to finish that segment. This is very, very simple to me. And in the words of a wise man, who I might be related to, I am at risk of falling into something. You know, Rico, I've been told only a Sith speaks in absolutes. Obi-Wan Kenobi. The point I'm making is I am speaking in an absolute. The Lions winning Super Bowl. I believe it. There's no hesitation. There's no hyperbole. I'm saying it with my chest. But my thing is I want to know who in listener land actually believes. Because it's one thing to believe in your heart. It's one thing to go, hey, we can do this. It's another to say we will. And then have all your coworkers make fun of you when you're wrong.
You know what? I don't think people are going to make fun of you, Mike. This morning, watching Good Morning Football, somebody picked the Lions to win the Super Bowl. A couple had the Lions in the Super Bowl. ESPN, the Lions are the pick to at least make the game. A lot agreed with you that this is going to be Detroit's year.
But case in point, do you know why Jim Costa likes Kenny Cott?
Why?
Because he's a pussycat. Cott did the hedge.
Oh.
The Lions make it, but they lose. That's the Stoney. That's shaking both hands. No, to hell with that. I want to know right here, right now, we kick off the NFL season. Are you willing to say, Lions are doing this? Guys, I don't care what the past is. I don't care what preceded this. I think they have the right coach. They have the continuity on the coaching staff. You have an elite offensive coordinator and, at minimum, an ascending defensive coordinator. You have more of the league's top 50 under 25 players than anyone in the sport. You have an elite offensive line. You get high-level to borderline elite quarterback play. Elite skill weapons everywhere. Best tight end in football. A conversation about the best receiver in football. And one of the ascending superstars that makes up, in my opinion, the best backfield in football. Defensively, yes, there are questions. Are they getting better? Absolutely. Did they get better this offseason? Absolutely. Guys, 13 of the games are indoors. You've got the best home field advantage in the entire NFC. It's now. It's Super Bowl or bust. And if they don't win it, this season's a failure. I'm not talking about moral victories. I'm not talking about memories or we came so close. No. It's happening or it's not. There's no sort of pregnant. They're winning the Super Bowl.
See, it's funny. Because yesterday while you were here, I said, because we did that Super Bowl or bust type of thing, and I said, you know what? Because it's so difficult, Mike, and you follow football long enough, if you make it back to the NFC Championship game, it takes a little bit of luck to actually win the Super Bowl.
Yep.
It's like making it to the Final Four.
You'd know all about that, wouldn't you?
Okay.
So, look. I want to throw the number out. And if I got a battle.
Write this.
Yeah, you write that down. If I got to battle Rico and Kenny and David in-house, I will. But I want to hear from you guys. And, yeah, we'll do bold-ass NFL predictions, but why not just start out with the boldest one of all? That the Chicago Cubs of football are going to win the World Series. They're going to win the Super Bowl. Like, I think that is bold. I think it's bold to say any team's winning the Super Bowl because Rico's right. It's so damn hard. But I think they're built right. I think the moment is now. And I'm willing to say it, and if you want to make fun of me, make fun of me. But I want to know if you're willing to say it. Not that we could or might or we got a shot. No, do you believe in your heart?
Say it with your chest.
Yeah, it's going down. It's happening. That we're going to be doing – me and Evan are going to be on a parade float, and I'm going to get a slot machine on that parade float for Ed. He won't have to look at anybody, but he can focus on the slot machine as we cruise down Woodward and confetti flies. Gummied out of his mind. 248. 539-9797. David, go ahead, start with you. You're the meanest one of the bunch.
I just don't see them getting to the Super Bowl this year. I still have question marks with the defensive end. I've been saying this all offseason. They didn't address it, and I think that concern will come up big late in the season and into the playoffs. They need someone opposite of Aiden. I just don't see it. I understand where people are coming from when they say it, when you say it. I get it. But getting there is tough. I don't think they get there, let alone win it.
Mitch, wow. Kenny, your thoughts.
He's occupied.
Okay.
With what? His food?
Phone call.
With the phone.
Oh, well, kudos, Kenny. Thank you.
I'll say this. I agree with David. In order to win the Super Bowl, Mike, you got to have defense. You're going to need games, especially late in the playoffs, where you can keep a team under 20 points. I don't know if the Lions have that type of defense. Can they score with anybody? Absolutely. One of the best offenses in the game. But there's a reason why Eric Coryell and the San Diego Chargers never won a title. They were entertaining. They couldn't stop anybody. And I think that come the playoffs, yeah, you know, Ford Field is a house of horrors, but the fans don't go on the field. The fans don't make defensive stops.
We could.
Well, you get arrested for that.
It can't stop everybody. 60,000 people want to make it happen? No, pick that flag up.
I don't think they have the defense to win the Super Bowl. I think that they have. They'll make the playoffs, but I do think that, you know, I got them losing to the Packers in the playoffs.
248-539-9797. David, let's get some ticket text while Kenny answers the phones.
Oh, I just cleared that up. What are we doing here? We're winning the Super Bowl? That's the prediction?
Well, I had said that there's a reason you and Costa are close. It's because you're a pussycat, and he loves cats. You just did the Stoney. Oh, the Lions will make the Super Bowl but lose. Not a hell with that hedge. Say it with your chest. No hedging.
Maybe maybe in the bye week, maybe halfway through the season, but right now, man, the Chiefs, I mean, I think they do what no other team has ever done in the history of the NFL is win three-peat. That's where I'm at. And once you get to the Super Bowl, basically anything can happen. It turns into a wacky world once you're there. I can't say it with my chest just yet.
Okay, so here's my deal. Does Kenny represent you, the Lions fans? Say it. We ain't talking what's your favorite cupcakes. Say it. Does Kenny represent you? Are you scared? Because the reality is, this is a new world you're stepping into. This is the first day being out of prison for you. You were locked up for 60 years. And now you turn around and go, wait a second. I don't have to ask permission to go to the bathroom? No, you're a Super Bowl team.
No, Red.
It's the truth. It just, I want to know if Kenny actually represents you. Scared. Unwilling. Wavering. Skittish. Unnerved. You're just not willing to say it. Because to me, you can't make a credible argument that they are not one of the three teams in this league, four teams in this league, that has a claim to being a Super Bowl favorite. And look, am I taking a small leap of faith with the defense? Yes, I am. I admit that. But I think they've earned that leap. Because when you have players that are under the age of 25, those players have a knack for doing the following: getting better. This is not an older team. You're not relying on Brock Marion at safety. This is a different thing. You know, maybe this is the year Aiden gets 15 and a half sacks. Maybe this, you know, Brian Branch to me could be an all-pro player this year. I think Brian Branch could ascend to a Tyrann Mathieu, Troy Polamalu type role with this team. So
I agree. He's my favorite Lion. So
I'm willing to say it. I want to know, does Kenny represent you or do I? I don't care. I'll be the lone wolf on it. I don't give a damn. I think the Lions will win the Super Bowl. So let's get after it. Unlike you, I'm not afraid to say it. If you're on the – oh, yeah, what was that, Coach? That's right. Say it with your chest.
No, put the clipboard over your face if you're going to say it.
Oh, the Applebee's commercial?
Yeah.
Not bad, B+.
You know what? I found it funny. Like, okay. I like when a guy can make fun of himself.
It's B+. It was good. You want to earn an A in commercial land, you got to beat a Burger King song. I mean, come on.
Sticking your head. Yeah.
Oh, my, please.
Hi, Kenny.
Oh, boy. 248-539-9797. David, can we sample the ticket text?
We sure can, because they are ripping Kenny.
Kenny, my adoring public.
Kenny, you're weak. You're the Lions fan, and you don't believe? You should take that hat off right now.
Is Kenny wearing a Lions hat?
Yes, he
is. The old school logo.
Take it off your head. Take it off your head. You don't deserve to serve food.
Kenny doesn't represent us. Kenny is a you-know-what. lost his Detroit card, Lions by a million. We are winning the Super Bowl. Nate from Clawson.
That a baby, Nate. Say it with your chest. Tell a friend.
We are literally the greatest show 2.0. Yes, and our defense will be better this year. Kenny doesn't speak for me. Joe and
that's
Fenton.
Right. You know what? Print up those T-shirts. Kenneth Cott doesn't speak for us. Sounds like an election ad.
No, Kenny is sharp and soft. Lions win the Super Bowl, and Mike, you are emboldened with me forever.
That's right. Kenny Cott is the reason the border crisis is here.
Does this mean you get your official Detroit card if the Lions win the Super Bowl?
I gave up even applying.
No more going back to New York? You're in the Detroit Hall of Fame right next to Lomas.
I got news for you. I'm like a minority in the 60s trying to get into Augusta National.
Oh.
I gave up on that process.
Okay.
You mean in 2024?
Okay, then.
Yeah, don't sit at the lunch counter, Mike.
Wow.
You might get a little wet.
Okay. Can we get this back? Can we get this back on the tracks?
That's going to be a drop.
Kenny Cott's the reason your groceries are so expensive.
It does sound like a political ad. Kenny doesn't speak for me. He's no longer a Detroiter.
I'm Mike Valenti, and I approve this message. Paid for by the friends
Kenny
of
Kenny is Charmin soft.
Right. Kenny Cott's a bitch.
Oh, I love this. Someone's saying, after a lifetime of watching the Lions, Mike, let's just take it one game at a time.
No. No. That's not what this day part does.
That's lowered expectations.
If you want that, go listen to the Breakfast Morning or whatever the hell it's called. We don't do safe. I don't care about being wrong. I don't care about looking stupid. If you don't look stupid in this line of work, you never said anything in the first place. I've never been interested in that line of work. I believe it. Why am I not going to say it? It is what it is. It's your time. I don't think the Chiefs are just going to go and win a third. I think San Francisco has too much noise right now. And you know, I don't believe in the Eagles. I don't believe in the Cowboys. I think the Pack are going to be very tough, but there's no guarantee you even play them in the playoffs. I would buy all the stock I could. And look, go sideways. Go ahead. Make fun of me. What the hell are you making fun of me for? Believing in this team?
No.
Oh, what a sin.
No, the only way that happens is if it's massive injuries. Other than that, man, nobody knows. This is the fun part of the season. And you're not the only one. You're not on an island. A lot of people are picking the Lions to not just get to the Super Bowl, to win it all. My only thing is it's the defense. If it were better, I could agree with you. But I don't think that it's there.
248-539-9797. We are going to get right to the phones. It is NFL kickoff. I've just set the tone today. Bold prediction, Lions win the Super Bowl. And does Kenny speak for you or do I? It's Team Mike or Team Kenny? Because Kenny's doing the old soft shoe. He's giving you the Sammy Davis Jr. He is. You know it.
Well, the Lions will make the Super Bowl and lose a close one.
No, Kenny, it's called mental health. If Kenny picks the Lions, he feels as if he's jinxing them.
I just want to know how David called me a homer during our predictions before, and now Mike's calling me a bitch. What happened here?
Listen. Yeah, I don't control what David says. That's a you and him issue behind the glass. I'm just saying, I know in your heart you believe they're winning it. You're afraid to say it. I don't respect that. You're better than that, Kenny Cott. Why are you so damn confident with Georgia in week one? How come you're not waiting until the middle of the season there, Kirby?
Because time and time again, they've shown they're elite. This is the first time I've ever seen the Lions as elite.
No. Listen, here's the deal. You went your whole life without them being reliable. Don't give me a two-year time span. Come on now. You know that.
That's just it, though. If you've been driving an unreliable car for 20 years, you wouldn't rely on it to suddenly get you to Massachusetts if you try to drive there.
Why? You do every day.
It's got a different
car. Jeff Rieger. 248-539-9797. Your phone calls next. Here's Rico about cinder blocks. All right, opening day of the NFL. I've fired the first salvo. The Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. I'm not doing the hedges. I'm not doing the wait and see. I'm not doing the they'll be good, but, you know, golly gee, we need luck. F that.
It's not our time yet.
I'm not doing what Kenny's doing. Because here's why. Kenny Cott doesn't speak for me. And Kenny Cott doesn't speak for my city. Now, I want to know if you agree. Now, if Kenny does speak for you, feel free to support him. And just know you're supporting a spineless jellyfish. It's okay to be confident in your team. You have earned the right. It's okay to say we're winning it. And I believe it. So why the hell am I going to lie to my listeners? It is what it is. Let's go to Brad. Let's kick this thing off. Bat and lead off in the 3 o'clock. Brad, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. How you guys doing today?
Excellent. Good, Brad. What's on your mind, Brad?
Well, I'm with you all the way. Team Mike, I actually got I put a $10 bet in on FanDuel a while back for Lions over Bengals in the Super Bowl. I think the Lions are winning it all. I really do. Unbiased opinion. I'm a Patriots fan, so I'm hoping for a number one pick. But
Brad, join me in the sad section of the restaurant. Giants and Patriots.
Yeah.
One of 7 wins between us.
Yeah, it's going to be a rough year, but I mean, living in Michigan, seeing all the hype around, having watched a lot of the games last year, I really believe they're going to win it all. And I think, sorry for Rico on this one, but I think it's going to be Lions versus Packers for the NFC title at Ford Field this year.
Ooh, Niners don't even make the NFC title game. However, will you survive, Rico?
I will. I'm used to disappointment at the end.
That's right. You're a Spartan.
Hey, that's true. Mike, I think we're in Vegas.
Yeah.
At the end of this show, Evan and I need to take you to get a Detroit Lions Super Bowl champion tattoo.
Okay, that's not happening.
Because
No. If you asked me to physically walk my happy ass down there and place the Lions Super Bowl bet, I will absolutely do that.
No, anybody could do that.
No, I'm not going to be one of these trash bags that gets a my team to win title, and then you end up on Barstool looking like the boner that you are. I'm all set. I draw hard lines here, people. Okay. Let's go to Tony, 97.1. Tone, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's up, Mike?
How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks. No, I definitely think they're going to win it all this year. It's just such a weird feeling. You know, we've never been the favorites, especially the Lions. But I mean, that'd go for probably any sport outside of maybe those Red Wings teams that won it years ago. But definitely think they have the best team, the best chance to win it all this year.
Well, and Tony, I mean, my whole point in it is, if you're going to make the argument like, oh, my God, Mike, you can't say they're winning the Super Bowl. All right. What are the ways you attack what Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell have built? Like, what is this fatal flaw? Like, look, the Niners are an incredibly talented team, but the Niners are an old football team. That's not an insult. They're old. The Lions are on the ascend.
Right. If you don't say it this year, when will you say it? You know, you'll never
exactly.
say it. I mean, Terry wants to bring up the defense, but, you know, we probably should have beat his 49ers last year, and it was just some unfortunate plays and
unfortunately Tony Terry retired a long time ago. So
what the hell's Terry got doing there?
I think he meant me. He said Terry.
Yes,
oh Jesus.
Bad.
Oh Tony, good
did
lord. My goodness. That's
Terry.
A faux pas. All right. Let's look. Holy hell. I'm sorry I missed that. I was about to make a point of like, no, last year was they weren't ready to get it done. It's like in the NBA, you don't win the title, but you have to learn how to win.
Right.
I think last year was the learning experience, and that is going to fuel them into what they need to do this year. If there's a team I'm scared of, it is not an insult. It's not the Niners. It's the other young, developing team, the Green Bay Packers. I think we know what the Niners are, and it might be good enough to go to the Super Bowl. The Niners might still have enough. But I always like to find, all right, well, who are the teams that are now closing that gap and
Mike,
ascending?
Here's the thing. I think a lot of people look at it that way. You've seen them. It's like the Chiefs. You've seen them enough times, you start picking them apart.
Yeah.
It's like that high draft pick. All of a sudden, near the draft, oh, well, he does this wrong, he does that wrong. You know what? They're still the number one overall pick. I think the Chiefs and the Niners are still the two teams. But, yeah, you look at the Texans. You look at the Lions. You look at Green Bay. You're always looking for that next upcoming team. And the Lions happen to fit that. I totally agree. I just think that I don't know if the defense is enough to catapult them into the Super Bowl. That is not a knock against this team.
If they only had a mobile QB. Nah. Let's go to Doug, 97.1. Doug, what's going on, buddy?
Not much, Michael. How are you, buddy?
I'm super. So talk to me. Are you Team Kenny or Team Mike here?
Well, I was referencing, I saw you, I heard you guys talking about Shawshank, and I kind of picture us as Andy Dufresne about to go into that pipe. We're a team that has crawled 50-plus years of crap and about to come clean on the other side. So,
that's right. We're reaching up to the sky in the pouring rain of victory.
That's where we're at. And like you said, if not say it now, say it when. And, like, look, we revamped our defense. We added Carlton Davis. We drafted Tyrion Arnold and Rake Shaw. We added Big Boy Reader in the middle. We have the best offensive line in football, I believe. Jahmyr Gibbs is a rocket ready to explode. Goff knows what he's doing. I think J-Mo's on prime for a big year. LaPorta, like you said, is probably going to turn into the best tight end in football. I am a little concerned with Green Bay. I don't trust Sirianni. That Yahoo out in Philly, I think he'll find some way to poop his diaper. And San Fran is getting old, and who knows if they can hold through all the way through. But if there's a year to believe as a Detroit Lions fan, we are Andy Dufresne about to break free and steal all that Warden's money and come out clean on the other side. Detroit heading for New Orleans, not heading for the Pacific, but heading for New Orleans, guys.
Right. No, and Doug, I think you said it best. If not now, when? Everything points to it. So why not just say it? I don't know what Kenny's scared of. Oh, I have to evaluate, and maybe by midseason. I'm like, what are we doing?
No, Mike, you've been the hardest critic all these years on this team, and you're the one praising them now, and it's like, if not now, when? I want a dang Super Bowl. And hopefully that team at Comerica can get it together too. But I want a Super Bowl. So let's chant it. I want you on Woodward with Evan with a load of gummies, man. That's what we're looking for.
Oh, you got it. We're gonna have one of those slot machines up on the back of an F-150. It's gonna be a party. And by the way, I will have to tell you. You know, Matt Chapman has been so bad. He just signed for $150 million extension.
You know.
Damn all those people who wanted the Tigers to have the audacity to pick the phone up. Yeah, maybe it'd actually be in the playoffs.
Yeah. We were actually wondering how you felt the other night with the walk-off grand slam against your Yankees.
I'm fine.
Happy or sad that Lankford hit the walk-off grand slam?
Happy. Okay. Because I have no belief in my own team.
No. I was just like, man, talk about bittersweet.
Okay. My sweet Prince Wyatt. 248-539-9797. We get back to the phones, and we are going to open this up, too, to bold predictions around the league and have some fun. But this Lions thing matters to me. It does. I want to know what the pulse of the people is. Are you willing to say what I've said? Or are you scared? Are you a Kenny? You've heard of the term, are you a Karen? Are you a Kenny? 248-539-9797. We'll get with the people next. 97.1. All right. We are back. NFL kickoff tonight. We're live at Circa in Vegas. Chiefs, Ravens. But we're talking Lions because, to me, the boldest thing you can do in this league is say, we're winning the Super Bowl. I believe the Detroit Lions are winning the Super Bowl. I mean, it goes without saying. It's the best version of the team in my 20 years in the city, 25 in the state. And I can't really poke holes in how they're built. And I do think, all jokes aside, Dan Campbell's analytics-driven approach does, in fact, give you the best chance to win with one caveat. When it's kind of a push or the math doesn't support it, going to need you to go ahead and take that field goal, looking at you, Dallas. The point is, it's all there. I mean, the knocks are so minute. Oh, well, Goff's not mobile or can't play in 10-degree weather. Okay, fair. How many guys are? Oh, they don't have a top-5 defense. Well, they might. All their players are young. All their players are getting better. So I went ahead and said it. Now, Kenny wasn't willing to do it. Kenny did the Stoney. He was shaking both hands. They'll make it, but they won't win it. Or I need to wait to evaluate till the middle of the year. I'm not interested. I want to know if you're Team Kenny or Team Mike. And it's just, to me, if you believe it, say it. What the hell are you hiding for? I think we should just go into the season because here's the reality, guys. Anything short of winning the Super Bowl is a failure. And you have to be okay with that. Because as much as you like me today is how much you're going to hate me if they don't get this done. Because I am going to hold them to the very same standard that I would hold the Niners.
Failure? If they don't win the Super Bowl, just flat out failure.
100%.
Wow.
Rico, I don't know if you're aware of this. This league has finite windows.
I agree.
This league, there is no tomorrow. I encourage you to go back to Apollo Creed and Rocky Balboa.
I understand.
And when Carl Weathers continues to scream at Rocky, Stallion, what's wrong with you? There is no tomorrow.
There is, Mike.
There is no tomorrow.
But all your thing, saying how they're this young team, guys under 25, it's not if they're going to be around for a while.
Nope. Don't believe that.
Okay.
Because I don't believe winning long-term in the NFL is really
No, not long-term, but they're going to be there for this isn't one of those, okay, everybody's on the last year, their deal. You're not coming back here next year if you don't win
If you want to say they got a two-year window until the rest of the contracts kick in, I can go there. Yeah. But I look at it right now.
It would be highly disappointing if you're a Lions fan. I can't say, unless they just don't make the playoffs or they get bounced in the wild card, failure.
All right, so hold on. So the way I approach the Yankees is wrong in your mind. They can make the World Series and lose in seven. Epic fail. If you are not first, you are last. Once you attain a championship level.
But see, I don't think they hit that level yet. Because, here's the thing about the Yankees, Mike. You got trophies in the case.
Yeah, they're old and dusty.
But they're there. You know what they have? Dust. Dust is dusty.
Dude, all the Yankees are an estate sale. We're just selling dead people's pillows.
Understand. I think it's a little harsh to say if they don't.
Well,
I get where you're coming from.
I'm a harsh fan.
Okay.
I know, but I'm guilty. Okay. Guilty. David, ticket text. Talk to me. Kenny does not speak for this city.
No, he does not. Hatch and Rico are haters. Kenny is soft. Lions Super Bowl champs. Got my chair on Woodward already.
I want to validate the Kenny is soft claim. I'm going to defend David and Rico. Not that I have to, but I'm in a good mood. You're not a hater if you disagree. Saying someone is a hater is the laziest thing you can do if they've provided information. Now, if they just say, meh, see, I hate their guts, then you're being a hater. But when you provide rationale for your take and it simply doesn't align with what you want to hear, that doesn't mean you're a hater. Please. Now, don't make me defend these two.
Is this your first day in 2024?
No, I don't care. I don't have to. I do not abide.
Matt in Salem says, Mike, my boy, Lions win it all this season. I believe I've got a belly full of Kool-Aid already, and I'm ready to go. Go Lions.
Speaking of the Kool-Aid, has Jim Costa weighed in on the Super Bowl talk?
Well, I haven't heard, no.
Yeah. You know why? He's chicken bleep.
You know who does agree with you?
Who?
Can I get an amen?
Then I'm changing my opinion. I didn't understand the other day. He was on an unhinged rant about how, you owe this team an apology. And it's like, Mark, I don't run the team. And why are you yelling at the fans? Blame Scott Harris. He's the one who traded people. Second of all, who the hell was I not supposed to sell at the deadline? Do you think Mark Canna's the difference between being in the playoffs and not? The Jack Flaherty thing is simple. They either couldn't get to a deal or he didn't want one.
Right.
What do you want me to say? You can hit, man, he's out on an island. Leave me alone.
You two are simpatico right now.
You can go to hell. All right. Back at it. Let's go to the people. Hey, David, I don't have the time check on here, so can you just tell me who's held longest in the name of fairness?
Yeah, let's go to DJ.
Oh, the legend. It is DJ time.
what up, though? What's happening, fellas? Y'all all right?
DJ, I will just say it is a good thing you work in Detroit and have your business in Detroit, because if you were out here, you'd be unemployed. The roads are pristine.
Check this out, though. I get in the whip and find out my dogs is in Vegas, man. What is y'all doing out there, man? How y'all boys end up out there? What's going on out there?
Well, obviously, the D and Derek Stevens, major sponsor, and it's kickoff, and clients, and the sign-up for the football contest. I'm sorry, I didn't realize we were supposed to lower you from the clouds like Prince and present you to the entire sports book as DJ from Detroit.
DJ, and apparently you weren't listening because I kept saying we're going to be out in Vegas Thursday and Friday yesterday.
No, I wasn't, dog. I wasn't even on yesterday, man. I've been super busy, man. So, no, I just kept on finding my dogs on the radio. But let me say this real quick. Hey, Mike, you's a funny dude, man. Listen, I was just on hold literally crying laughing because you made Dying hilarious talking about getting hit by a bus and your family mad at you. I literally was in tears listening to that commercial, dog.
I mean, it's true. If you don't have life insurance, you know they're cursing you in the box. It just is what it is.
No, that is hilarious. No.
Yeah, hey, talk to me about the Lions.
So check this out, man. I've been on the fence with my Super Bowl picks only because I go back and forth and argue with friends that Joe Burrow is probably right there with Pat Mahomes or step below. And if he stays healthy, I got the Bengals because he's the Patrick Mahomes killer. He beat him. So as far as my Lions, I can't go there with it yet, man. Me and Rico, we've been saying this for over a year. Pass rusher, pass rusher, pass rusher. I don't care about the cornerbacks. I don't care about this and that. Can you get after the quarterback money time? And unless Brad Holmes addresses that the way he addresses our offensive line and gets us a rusher mid-season, maybe like the Aguirre or Rashid in the middle of the season, I got the Packers. I got the Packers and the Bengals in the Super Bowl.
Unbelievable. A Detroiter through and through. A man, there should be a statue next to the Spirit of Detroit, DJ in Detroit. This man has stood up before the congregation today, and you don't even have the Lions in the Super Bowl. DJ, I got to tell you, my heart aches. I'm very surprised.
Hey, my dog, you know one thing that I try and do, man, when I come on here and kick it with y'all, and even just out in the world, I am Detroit through and through, true blue, but I try to be fair and I try to take my biasness out of it. Again, if I get some type of weird thing and Brad Holmes does something that he doesn't do, and go get us a top-tier pass rusher, we in the Super Bowl. If that doesn't happen, I don't see us stopping them big teams or good teams when we need a sack late in the playoffs. I don't see it.
Okay, DJ has spoken. And again, DJ has a right to speak for this city. This is his city. I think the two most powerful people in this town are DJ and Trick Trick. It's really how it works.
Okay.
Do you know the no-fly zone?
Right.
That's very true. Yes, very true.
That's DJ. You have
No.
DJ, you need permission to perform in this city. Rick Ross found out.
DJ is the no-drive zone. You want to get on the road, you got to contact DJ.
No diaper zone. 248-539-9797. All right, quick timeout from the phones and the bold predictions and my Lions forecast and Kenny shockingly being the cat owner of fans, a.k.a. Week. It's time for a blitz.
So we are headed into week two of the college football season. Yes, I'm not counting week zero, and it doesn't matter to me.
I agree with you, David.
Makes
good
no
for you
sense.
For standing up for something.
So let's
good
go.
For you.
Let's go to the best bets for this weekend in college
Oklahoma
football.
Oklahoma State -7.5.
Well, we'll get to that game in a second. I want to start with Baylor +15.5 at Utah. Go Baylor
no
plus
way.
15.5.
Nope. Line looks fishy. Utah should destroy this team. I don't know why the line is that small. Dave Aranda's probably getting fired. And you cannot win games. You cannot win games with Daquan Finn at quarterback. Can't do it. I want winners. And Daquan Finn ain't one of them.
Where we at? There we go. All right. You know what? It's Daquan, not Daquan. Get it right.
Do you know what that means in Portuguese?
It means winner.
Bum.
It means
Bum.
Winner. It means winner. And you know what, David? Somebody once told me when the line looks funny.
You're right.
You go with it.
Not when it's Daquan Finn.
You know what? We're going with Daquan Finn.
I'll go with Utah. Begrudgingly.
This next one saddens me because I believe in NC State this season. I have them going to the college football playoff, but it's just week two. But this spread here, -7.5 Tennessee at NC State.
Look, I think the more time goes on, the more Grayson McCall looks like a system quarterback, and he ain't a Coastal no more, and this ain't Jeremy Jadwell's system.
And
Elamalieva might actually be special.
And
wait,
can you say that one more time, Mike?
Elamalieva.
All right. David, you know what? I'm looking at it now. It's now 10
for
Tennessee.
Going the wrong
Caffeine
way.
Caffeine alert.
No.
Caffeine alert.
So, yeah, I think this is one of those games. If North Carolina State can pull this off, then yes, David, they're your team to go to the playoffs. That's how important this is for Tennessee. You got to look at this as a speed bump in the road on your way to trying to win the SEC. But, yeah, 10 points is a lot. Yeah,
somebody should call Mike Papura because I'm pretty sure somebody had to have died at NC State. They need life insurance. That was 8 when I recorded Cash Ticket this morning with Cookies.
Yeah.
To move a line that quickly, man.
Yeah, something's going
on
here.
You got that biggie bag, and it just got dropped on the Vols.
Mm-hmm. Another one here
Elamalieva.
That surprises me, and I get what Notre Dame is. To me, I would go 31 with Notre Dame, but they're saying go Northern Illinois +31 at Notre Dame. What?
First of all, that line was 28.5 this morning, so that line is soaring. This is the ultimate letdown spot. How do you leave College Station in one of the biggest victories in 10 years in Notre Dame football and casually cover the better part of 5 touchdowns? Mm-hmm. The answer is you just don't. Here's the other thing. I'm not going to give you all of it, but I had a complete breakdown of this game on Cash Ticket. Northern Illinois against the spread against Power 5 teams, their last 31, 20-11 as an underdog.
Yeah.
That you just take the points and pray. I take NIU. They won't win.
No, I would as well, because I think for Notre Dame, this is going to be one of those things that once they get a lead that's good enough, they're going to sit some starters and they're going to start playing some backups and may give up some late touchdowns, which could affect the spread. So, yes, I would take Northern Illinois as well.
Two more before we get to the one that I truly care about. Let's go plus 17.5 at Oregon. Nope, go Oregon at minus 17.5. Boise State's there, by the way.
Yeah, look, last week, if I told you Team A outgained their opponent 478 yards to 217, 31 first downs to 10, TOP 40-20, you'd go, damn, they blew the doors off that team. That was Oregon in the weirdest 24-14 game ever. Combine that with the fact that Boise's defense got shredded in Statesboro, Georgia, by Georgia Southern. I'm willing to give the Ducks one more crack here. I do get worried this line has gone from 19.5 down to 17.5, but give me the Ducks. Let's ride the motorcycle.
Yeah, I think the Ducks as well. They always say the biggest improvement comes between week one and week two. They did everything right but score points. When you look, if you covered up the score and looked at the stat sheet, you're like, oh, Oregon won by 40. No, they didn't. Game was actually close in the fourth quarter. Yeah, I think they've learned their lesson. I think Oregon will cover.
And to Rico's point, David, between week one and two, I do have news. Aiden Childs will take the blindfold off this week.
Let's go. Colorado at Nebraska. Colorado plus 7.5. Would you lean that direction?
No. I would not. Maybe if the game was in Colorado, but the game is going to be in Nebraska. And Nebraska fans, think of it like this, David. Nebraska fans are what Lions fans are in the NFL. When the team is good, they show up, they rally, they make that place a house of horrors. I think that it's going to be too much for Shador and Hunter to overcome. I think that Dylan Raiola and the Cornhuskers will roll in this game.
You know, I'm admitting this is what I want to happen, not what will. I'm just going to go with everything Rico said. I don't like laying 7.5 with a true freshman quarterback, but that offensive line for Colorado, I can't unsee the way they played against North Dakota State. Cutscene. This ain't North Dakota State. If you can't pass protect against them, how are you doing this in one of the toughest environments in college football? Go Huskers, go.
And then finally, the game that I care about the most this week. Nope, not Texas at Michigan. Betting-wise, I care about Arkansas at Oklahoma State. Arkansas plus 8.5. Would you lean there?
No. Go Pokes.
The other side, okay.
Yeah, Arkansas's got a soft underbelly, no pun intended. Oklahoma State is physical. You also got to look at, there are a lot of trends in this game that suggest Arkansas leaving home to go play out of conference. No bueno. Here's the other thing. I think it's Oklahoma State laying the 7.5. I think it's over 62. I think they are going to put on a show, and I think Ollie Gordon's Heisman campaign gets rolling.
Oh.
I don't believe
similar
Arkansas
to the Boise back last week.
Yeah, Genty.
Yeah,
dude, Ashton Genty. That's what he does every damn week. Just no, you know, poor kids in Boise.
So Gordon is going to have like 4 or 5 touchdowns in this game. You
think? I can see it. I think Arkansas is Arkan trash. I don't
see. I'm the same way, Mike. But man.
You're a big Sam Pittman
guy. No, no. Oklahoma State just always has that one what-in-the-world letdown game where you're just like, how did you just lose and be that disappointing? But I think that they will cover this one, David, because, yeah, they got to get that Heisman campaign started. So I agree with Mike, shockingly.
This
is what we do.
Yeah, this is what you do. Those are the betting locks for week two, and that is your College Football Blitz.